Hi, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online, inviting you to subscribe to our other podcast called The Grave Talks. It's where I sit down and interview individuals who've had extreme paranormal situations happen to them in their lives. Just search The Grave Talks on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you download podcasts. Be sure to press subscribe and give us some stars to help spread the word that this show exists. Now, here's a 15-minute preview of The Grave Talks. Today on The Grave Talks, the haunted White House. The White House, yes, that White House, is very haunted. It's one of the most iconic haunted homes on the planet. Decisions that have shaped the face of the Earth and societies that live in it have been made there. As it turns out, many of those decision makers who once walked its halls in life still linger there today. Abraham Lincoln, Andrew Jackson, and many others still seem to have a purpose in the most powerful house on the planet, long after their passing. Today, we talk with paranormal storyteller Jeff Belanger about the ghosts and the shocking accounts of the dead who still wander the halls of the haunted White House.
I started writing books back in 2004, and my very first book was called The World's Most Haunted Places. I forgot. It was a long time ago. Already the memory's fading. And so I covered short stories on places all over the world, and one of the chapters was the White House. And I thought, oh my gosh, there's so much more here. I just can't cover it in a chapter. And I never stopped thinking about it. I love history, and I love reliable witnesses. And when it comes to both of those things, the White House just kind of comes together on those topics. Not necessarily the presidents, mind you, as far as reliable witnesses, but there's a whole group of staff that work there, like 100 people that are the butlers, the groundskeepers, the cleaning crew, the foreman, all these people who they're not appointed by any one political party. They work for the White House and they are vetted. They're drug tested, psych screened, evaluated. And so many of them have stories about ghosts of the White House, and they keep coming up, and they've been coming up for over 100 years. And the other thing about the White House is that everything is so well documented. Every president has his own presidential library where they keep every record of everything. And so everything that takes place in that building is checked and double checked. It's written down and so on. And so many of these stories are chronicled by really reliable people. And so I just started digging on one story and then finding another. And I just said, man, this is too good to be true. And just started collecting all these tales.
What an interesting thing, because that's obviously one of the biggest, you know, issues when you're trying to document something or present something, is finding a reliable individual who can speak, you know, has been tested, has been gone through the ringer of this is a reliable person, and then the documentation of it. It's beyond just word of mouth.
Yeah, and I think with any story, I started as a journalist. That's how I got it started in all this stuff. I was a newspaper reporter, a features writer, and I love gathering real stories. It's kind of my thing. And sure. So as a journalist, you kind of get a sense for, number one, when people are just lying to you or when they're delusional or whatever. But the other part of journalism is looking for multiple sources, you know, multiple people telling you the same story that's pretty close to the same narrative. And that comes up in a place like the White House. You've got military aides writing in their memoirs about certain stories, and they're not writing ghost books, right? They're writing their memoirs. And you've got presidents talking about it in letters to their spouses, and you've got people talking about it in interviews. It just keeps coming up, and I love that. And the interesting thing, too, is especially in regard to the White House, if anything, people have something to lose by sharing these stories. Mm-hmm. Nothing to gain, right? You're not going to gain voters. I don't think the ghost block, I don't think we're a really good voting block. No one's courted us yet anyway.
Yeah,
I'm waiting for that. So if you come out and say, yeah, I think this building's haunted, there's a lot of people in this country that will think less of you. Not me. I'd be thrilled.
Sure.
But But I think that it's still not quite okay to talk about at that level.
When something like this is documented, beyond just in an interview or beyond something that's publicly out there, but something where someone, a cleaning person, has to document something that happened that they could not explain, what does that look like in documentation form? Are they trying to find an explanation, or is it just this happened? When you were going through your research, what did you find?
Well, keep in mind, a lot of these stories are indeed folklore, meaning they're passed down orally from one person to another.
Okay.
But what's interesting to me is to find the people that are still living that will tell you the story. No, this is what I saw. This is what I experienced. That, and it's just an eyewitness testimony. That's all we have. However, there have been some presidents, Harry S. Truman to be specific, who wrote down in multiple letters to his wife about the place being haunted. And those letters are available to all Americans. They're in his library. They're in my book if you want to save yourself the trouble. But those letters, just to kind of paraphrase the president, he talked about how one night he went to bed. And at the White House, there's always someone on the first floor. That's the museum level. That's where people can tour. Lots of meetings take place there. Secret Service are on staff all the time, 24/7. The president lives up on the upper floors, and there's a big effort to make sure that can be as much of a home as possible for any president, because you're in a fishbowl. It can't be the kind of life that really I wouldn't want it. I wouldn't want to live there. You know, I mean, and that's why I won't run for president, by the way. I don't want to live in the White House. It's haunted. I'd be creeped out. So they maintain the privacy as much as possible. So Truman's up there all by himself, and he hears people walking around, to the point where he gets up, goes downstairs, finds the officer on duty and says, "What are you doing upstairs?" And he said, "Sir, we're not upstairs. We're down here at our post like we're supposed to be." And the president heard these footsteps again and again. And as he said to his wife, I quote, "It sure is shooting. The place is haunted." And I love that. I love that that's the conclusion he drew while living there in that building, that really historic building. And I don't know, Tony, have you ever been to it? Have you ever been to the White House?
I've been outside of it, but I've never been in it.
So I got to go as part of the research for this. And it was a funny story. When I first thought about the idea of the book, I called the main number. This is, you know, the listed phone number for the White House.
Sure.
And someone answers on like the second ring, a human, has no prompts or anything. Mm-hmm. And I said, "Yeah, I'm an author interested in writing a book about the ghost of the White House, and I'd like to talk to somebody in charge."
Yeah.
And she's, it's 2 seconds, right? She's like, "Okay, yeah, hold on 1 second." And the phone rings again, and I'm talking to the boss. And the boss is the chief usher of the White House, not the president. The president doesn't run that building. The chief usher does. And at that point, I think there'd only been 5 chief ushers ever.
Like, oh, wow.
You know, yeah. So this chief usher had served every president since Nixon. And this was the George W. Bush presidency when I went there. And he said, "Yeah, hello." And I'm like, "Oh, my God, if you called my mother's office, it's way harder to get connected to her." So I said, "Hey, I want to do a book about the ghost of the White House." And he said, "Yeah, we're not interested." And I said, "Wait, it's a children's book for like middle readers, and we're going to use ghosts as an innovative way to teach history to kids." Mm-hmm. And he says, "Go on." And then it turned out that I knew a friend of his daughter's who went to school up in Boston near me, and we got to talking, and he's like, "All right, come on down." And so I had to submit to a background check, and through some help from my local congressman and so on, I got to go down there with pretty short notice and do the official tour, but then also meet with the chief usher and interview him and interview some of the staff. And it was incredible to be inside that building as a history nerd. You walk in, and like when I was standing in the North Portico, like the main entrance there on the north side of the building, mm-hmm. and you think every single U.S. president stood exactly where I'm standing, every one of them. I know Washington died before it was completed, but still, he laid the cornerstone. He was there. Mm-hmm. Every president, you feel that. I mean, there's a power to that building, and I think that's a big part of what a haunting is, right? Is it's a building with a story to tell.
Yeah.
It's a building with memories. It's a building where something left an impression, left a mark, and those walls do talk, and it's incredible. It was absolutely amazing to just walk through it and remind myself, I'm in the White House. You know, this is where all these presidents have been, decisions that have changed the the very nature of the world we live in. It's a powerful place, completely amazing. And I can't recommend it enough if you get the chance.
When you got a chance to sit down and have that conversation with the chief usher, how did that go? How open are they on the acceptance of this being a fact of what goes on in the White House?
Tony, that's what blew me away more than the North Portico and all the presidents, right? So we go back to the chief usher's office, Gary Walters. He's since retired. And I said, so this is what I'm working on. And I brought a little cassette recorder to record our conversation for my notes, which had to go through its own security screening to make sure it wasn't a bomb or anything like that. It was amazing, like how thorough everybody was. And we start talking. And I said, so have you had a ghost experience? He said, oh, yeah, something weird happened to me. And he described this story. And I know your show, you've had so many great ghost experiences on your show that if you're going to rank all of them, I promise you this will be the dead last lamest.
But it's in the White House, so it goes right up there.
right. Everybody, put on your seatbelts. Here we go. So he's telling me that he's standing on the main level, standing next to a police officer, and they're at their post. And there's doors that are held open by magnets. You know, there's like a magnet up high that holds the door open, those powerful magnets. Mm-hmm. So in the case of a fire or whatever, they can shut the doors automatically. He said, suddenly this big rush of wind goes by right between the two of them, and it blows this door off this powerful magnet and shuts it. I know, right? And so I went, okay, wow. And while as ghost stories go, I admit that's pretty low on the scale. But it's the White House.
Yeah.
Doors don't close on their own. This doesn't happen. He's worked there for decades. You know, he's been in that building more than any president. If you consider 40, 50, 60 hours a week times 25 years, that's going to add up more than even a two-term president who, lives there. Mm-hmm. So for him to say this has never happened before, it's never happened since, it was out of the ordinary. Then it suddenly has a little more weight to it. And this guy is reliable, right? Drug tested, psych screened, because he's around foreign heads of state and the president and everything. And that was his story. But then I met an usher who was a third generation butler at the White House. His dad was a butler at the White House, his dad's dad. And these guys, it's amazing to me how open they were to talk about ghosts. And then I realized they're completely apolitical. I don't think they watch the news. They're patriots beyond belief, historians, patriots, amazing individuals, but there's just no way you could be watching CNN or Fox News or any of that stuff and do that job, right?
Because
even if you voted for the guy, like, he's gonna do something stupid along the way. They all have. Mm-hmm. and you're gonna bring him coffee. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, oh, you SOB, right? Here's your coffee. Way too much sugar this morning, because I know you hate that. But so they were very open. And I realized, I heard a story too about a butler who had, it was actually Barbara Bush who told the story about their first week in office. And this is George H.W. Bush, the first Bush presidency. Mm-hmm. And they were just a week in office. And one of the butlers walks up to the first lady and says, "What does the old man want for lunch?" And she's indignant telling the story, saying, "That's the president of the United States you're talking about." And the butler just smiles and says, "Ma'am, presidents come and go, but butlers stay here forever." And I think he just hit this point, like, these people, they work there. They would have to do an awful lot to get fired from their job. So they can talk about ghosts.
Yeah.
They could talk about how, the chief foreman was on the second floor turning on the lights one morning, which is part of his duty. And he says he suddenly sees Abraham Lincoln sitting in a chair right outside of the Lincoln bedroom with his hands crossed on his legs and his feet together, and looks right at him and then disappears. And you go, whoa, right? I mean, first of all, we all know what Lincoln looks like. He's on our money. And second of all, this is the place. And he comes downstairs and he reports to his superior, I just saw Lincoln on the second floor. And he's told, oh, you're just one of many that has seen this. And back to work you go. And that's, I love that. I love that ghosts can be reduced to a matter-of-fact experience. Right. It doesn't have to mean you're crazy. It doesn't have to mean anything. It just means that this thing was there and you were there and you saw it and you had this profound experience that really changes you forever.
I hope you enjoyed your 15-minute preview of our new podcast, The Grave Talks. Be sure to subscribe to it on Apple Podcasts or wherever you download podcasts to not miss any episode of the show. New episodes every single Monday. Just search for The Grave Talks and then press subscribe. Give us a review while you're at it and some stars that will help us grow in the rankings and let other folks know that the show exists to make an even better show for you. The Grave Talks. Check it out at thegravetalks.com.